Ray Snell is running for Jackson County Commission, the seat being vacated by David Elwell, District 9. And Ray joins us. What's wrong with you?
Hi, Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing good.
You know, some
people
want to
get back in the ball game.
I am. You know, I haven't held office since 2008. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
you know, I've been busy though. Real estate, and I was on United Way board for 4 or 5 years after that. So about 2012, I was on the board, and last year as chairman there. The seat being open, and I waited until end of February, didn't hear anybody else was running, said, you know what, I'd like to serve the community again, so I decided to file and run.
So there are a couple candidates running in the primary, two Democrats, and Larry Farr is running on the Republican side.
That is correct. Yeah, there's a primary in both parties, and whoever gets out of the August 4th primary will be going on in November.
So backtrack a little bit, Ray, and to talk about your time in Blackman.
Okay. You know, we had a lot going on in Blackman at the time.
And, yeah, a lot.
And, you know, I got to think that almost all of it was positive. We averted some sentiment to build our own sewer plant out there. We renegotiated our contracts with the city. Sewer per month in Blackman Township is only $15 a month. It hasn't changed since before I left office. And I've heard from some people who said, geez, I wish we had that. I'm paying $58 a month. I'm paying $60 a month. And then again, you know, one of those options we had was to go to Leoni, and you know the debacle out there with all the townships suing each other over the sewer issues out there. So I feel proud of that some of the things that I've done continue to reap benefits for the community. The other one was creating a smart zone out in Blackman. We had been kind of set up for that by expanding our local finance development district and or authority, and to encourage more business to come into Blackman, and Techniques took advantage of that, and there was a Chemtown, I think that's the name of the company, took advantage of that. So yeah, I'm pretty proud of the work that we did together out there in Blackman. And you know, it's hard for politicians sometimes not to say I did this, I did that, but truly it was a group effort out there. We all worked mm-hmm. together to make things better.
So what will you bring to the county commission?
Experience in working with others in a political setting. You know, I had to work with a lot of NGOs as supervisor, and had to compromise sometimes. Certainly always pushing my agenda forward, but I've always been willing to compromise when it was necessary. And, you know, there's a lot of things facing the county right now, and one of the big things is budget. I know the county's commission has done some things to alleviate some of that budgetary pressure, but when you have a situation with the COVID right now, you don't have revenues coming in like you did before. So that's something that's got to be dealt with. You've got to determine.
About $2 million worth.
Yeah, $2 million. Where do you cut that?
Yeah.
There's no magic money pot out there for the county. The state's not going to reimburse them because the state's got, what, $600 million they're trying to find. And the federal government is, I don't know, almost $30 trillion in debt now. I think that's a little inflated.
Yeah, no magic bullets, is there?
Yeah, there's no money out there. And so you're going to have cuts in services. Maybe. You know, depending on how you restructure some things, Yeah, I've been listening in on some of the county commissioner meetings. As you know, many of them are Zoomed.
Yeah.
And I did go to one that they had at the new Fair Events Center maybe 6 weeks ago. And the big topic, of course, was COVID-19. And I thought that the health department person who spoke had a lot of good information. And I thought the county's response through Chairman Shotwell was very, very deliberative and measured, and I think spoke to the needs of the community.
So that it's not going away.
No.
Even if it goes away, there's an issue, but this is just not going away right now.
It really isn't, and you know, I've been out on the campaign trail, and I've been respectful of people's you know, personal needs for COVID. I carry a mask with me. I sanitize my hands when I'm out there multiple times a day. So my hands are all cracked and dry.
They look pretty clean.
Well, you know, you're sanitizing them all the time. Yeah, but. Just the other day, I was walking up to the house, and a voter was outside, and she put her shirt up over her face. So I put on my mask and said, "Hey, I don't want to startle you or anything, and you know, I respect what you're doing, and here's my mask. I just sanitized before I got out of the car." But for the most part, the people I'm talking to aren't wearing masks. They're not social distancing. And in some areas we've seen where that behavior's gone on, there's been large increases. But Jackson's been pretty calm. There's not a lot of people in the hospital for this. There's not been a lot of deaths. But, you know, I respect people's wishes. I believe this is a real thing. I know people who've lost family members over this.
Sure.
And, but at the same time, can we close down every time there's something that comes up?
But the county is certainly in the lead with the county health department. They're in the lead to direct, you know, the citizenry here.
Yeah, as much as you can direct a citizenry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes we forget that there's that constitution out there that gives us a lot of liberty. But with that liberty also comes responsibility. And that's what I try to think of when I'm out there talking to people.
Ray, one of the big issues, certainly the past few years, has been the sheriff department. Any thoughts there?
You know, I've known Steve Rand a long time. I'm glad he's not running. He could have, I think. I don't know if he'd have won or not. You know, I've met all of the candidates. There's some good people there, and in August, the voters will decide who goes on to face a Democratic challenger and then become county sheriff of Jackson.
So, like kind of a new regime?
I think you'll see...
Some changes.
I think you'll see a lot of changes. You know, it's sad that the culture, the macho culture... that has been kind of erased in business and things like that. Was still going on with the county sheriff's department.
Yeah, well, that brings us to diversity, and that's been an issue in the sheriff's department. Now that has kind of leaked right into the county commission, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a couple pretty good running battles there amongst the commissioners.
Yeah, they have, and I was listening in on that, and you can hear the passion in Daniel Mahoney's voice, and you know, and you got to respect that kind of passion. At the same time, you know, the county commissioners have to represent everybody, and I'm not sure what that sentiment. Not one person has brought that up to me in my campaign. That,
really? Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, because you do a lot of research. Yeah, I'm not one for quotas or mandates like that. I wish we lived in an unhyphenated world, but we don't. We don't live in that world yet. I know that, and speaking to some of my African-American friends, and they tell me stories that make me question whether or not we've made real progress in race relations sometimes. You know, I don't have to worry about if my family goes out, whether or not they're going to be stopped by the police just to be stopped.
Right.
That still goes on today, and it shouldn't. I hope that the new sheriff will address things like that. Driving while black, that's a big thing that I have heard from my African-American friends, that happens a lot. And I wish it didn't.
What qualities are needed for this position?
Right. Willing to put the time in. I know Dave, in talking to Dave Elwell, he told me he puts in anywhere 20, 30 hours a week. Obviously not all the county building. There's a lot of information that has to be read, has to be disseminated. You just need to have that time to devote for that. And I've got that time. As a realtor, I can work my schedule around the county commission needs.
Any changes you'd like to see at the county? Is it working well?
I think that Steve Shotwell's done a great job as chairman. And if he wasn't doing a great job, he wouldn't be elected so much, reelected so many times to be the chairman. You know, there's a couple things, obviously, that I'd prefer that we did differently. I'd like to see millage issues be put on the November ballot only. I think when you're asking the people to raise their own taxes, it should go where the most people vote. And yeah, I've heard that, oh, there's an opportunity if they really wanted to vote, they could go vote. No, put it out where we know they're going to vote. We end up, and you've seen this in millage battles over the years, where the special interest that's going to benefit from that millage is able to marshal their troops and get in the vote that they need. And I just think it should be on the ballot in November.
And there is an important senior millage coming up here in the county.
There is. And again, in August.
Yeah.
I think this August is going to be a little different, or maybe a lot different, with all of the absentee ballots. People having ballots at home, being able to take their time to consider each issue. Yeah, usually at the end of the ballot, you get a drop-off in voters. You know, people vote the top of the ticket, and as they get further down into the ballot, they vote less. That may not be the case this time.
Yeah, this should be different with some high-profile races. Should bring out more people, right?
Well, and it's not about bringing out. We took the election to the voters by putting out the Secretary of State, putting out the absentee ballot requests. So I know that in Blackman, that number has been tremendously high, people who are asking for that ballot to be mailed to them. And COVID's an issue, too. You know, people don't want to go to the polling place to vote.
You can't get workers.
Yeah, well, and that's a big part, too.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm, you know, as a township clerk in Blackman, most of my employees for the elections were older people, retired. And what's the big group that they've told to be careful with COVID-19? Older, retired people.
Sure.
So it's going to be interesting. I know Shelley will work hard out there. She's done a good job with the elections out there, and I know she'll do the best she can. I just hope she has enough employees.
Closing word for the voters. Why should they vote for you?
Well, you know, I did... I've been involved with public service for many years. I did have one guy tell me, well, you're a career politician. Well, you know, the most I ever made at Blackman Township was $24,000. I was a pretty poor career politician, you know, but I've always looked at the voter, looking at their after their needs most, the taxpayers, trying to be, it takes a lot for me to approve a millage. So just know that if you're voting, you're voting for me, you're voting for a friend of the taxpayer and somebody who has the knowledge and the experience that can step right into that position and get a running start from the just right from the beginning.
Thanks for coming out. Good luck August 4th.
Thank you very much.
Ray Snell, Fort County Commission.